Excuse me?
I came late, so I apologize if this has been discussed. You go into a bathroom and you see a sign, employees must wash hands, right? It's a sign. That's all it is. They don't necessarily wash their hands. You're telling me that they cannot discharge means nothing. They have been found to discharge again and again and again, regardless of what the law is. How do you prevent that?
Well, I don't see information that you've seen.
Okay, it was a Carnival cruise line that had a special device in which it used to dump waste from the toilet. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know where that is coming from.
2 years ago, yeah. 3 years ago. Carnival cruise line had rigged some device where they were dumping. You're talking about saving.
Are you talking about the magic pipe for oil discharge?
Okay, oil discharge, whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
I don't care about the discharge.
And there was, well, it matters. They were caught. And they paid constant. This is a few years back. And quite honestly, you know, the regulatory system that is in place to provide oversight detected that. So if you're asking how is it enforced, there is a whole body of regulatory agencies within the United States.
That one was caught by a whistleblower that was an employee. So
okay.
The regulatory
well,
didn't
and again, I guess to my other point, there are a lot of eyes on cruise ships. So,
yeah.
And that is, whistleblowers are protected. You know, so you would almost have to be a fool to intentionally violate an environmental law. United States. Somebody is going to notice. Somebody is going to detect.
That's absolutely untrue.
Well, I know that it is often true because I've been on the prosecution side of that many times. And it's a real phenomenon. Some people maybe get away with it. Potentially, yeah. But sooner or later, they get caught. Our industry has a business need to be environmentally clean. It's bad for business, quite honestly, to be polluting the environment. Our customers expect better of us. So that is a business need as much as it is anything else. So, I can't account for every action by every person on every ship, but from a business perspective, it is our managers and the cruise lines go to extraordinary lengths to make sure that they are in full compliance with the law. And full adherence to our policies, which go above and beyond the law. Now, there's always going to be probably that odd person that thinks they can get around it. Sooner or later, they get caught. Yes, ma'am.
Luckily, I don't think any of the cruise lines that have been mentioned have come from or are coming. Can you verify that, Elizabeth?
Vision of the sky.
Well, Vision of the Seas is Royal Caribbean. They didn't.
Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean has visited here. They did find about $33 million. NCL comes here. They were fined $3 million. It was a small fine because they self-reported themselves. Carnival Princess aren't coming here. Princess is one that paid a $40 million fine just recently.
There's only, I think, half a dozen ships scheduled to come to Rockland. I think maybe less than that now. Five.
Cunard's under Carnival.
Cunard's under Carnival. Queen Mary is coming, and she's got a lot of violations.
She's got a lot of violations.
So, given the violations that these ships have been fined for, why are they still members of FLEA?
Again, same answer. To the question that was asked earlier, if there is a violation, one of our primary concerns as an association is understanding what are they doing to correct that and make sure that it doesn't happen again. So it's not an automatic expulsion, but unless they demonstrate a commitment to fixing that particular problem and making sure it doesn't repeat itself elsewhere throughout their fleet,
that's not very convincing.
Well, we are an association, we're not an enforcement agency. So we hold our members to a high standard, but there is a very focused discussion with the CEOs of these companies when those events happen, you know, and if they fail to take the appropriate corrective measures, is going to reflect adversely on our association and all the other members. So that's the hammer that we have as an association. Now, we're not an enforcement agency, but we have to protect our the reputation of the association and the industry overall. So they have to really give a convincing case that they're going to fix that problem to retain membership in our organization.
Have you ever kicked anybody out?
Since these policies have been put in place, and they are fairly recent within the past few years, we have not expelled anyone. We have had some very heart-to-heart discussions with companies that have, you know, gotten into some trouble. But again, they have to demonstrate that they are committed to protecting the environment, but honestly, our industry.
You can give them a time limit?
It's going to vary depending on the nature of the incident. You know, it's not a hard, fast rule. It's going to be very much depend on the variables of the situation. But what is clear, what is always expected, is they've got to fix that problem.
For clarity, the mandatory environmental regulations came into force in 2001 by ICCL and CLIA in response to the fines being levied against Carnival and Royal Caribbean. It was a way of saying, no, we're going to do better. And it was presented by Michael Cry as, this is a condition of membership. And the question of, why are these cruise lines continuing with their membership after this was released and violations continued? So the issue, the mandatory regulations go back, you know, 17 years. But there have been huge violations since then. And I think that's why there's some sensitivity. And again, I'm not trying to detract from the improvements being made and the desire of the industry to do better. But I think one has to come clean in terms of what that history is, because it creates a level of, people can't be entirely trustworthy given that history. And I think it's needing to regain that trust. I think that's what you're saying in terms of what we're trying to do. But I think it's got to be more transparent about what that history is and what we're trying to do.
Yeah. There has been changes over the years, and, you know, obviously back in that time frame, I was on the other side.
Yes.
There's new people in place. There's new equipment in place. The policies have been reinforced. I'd say we're in a different operating environment than we were in 2001, vastly different. The expectations are much higher. The destinations are more demanding, and quite honestly, without the partnership of the destinations, people have to, want cruise ships to come to their ports. They'll only want them if they feel that the cruise ships are going to be respectful of the environment and the destination itself. So that has become acutely obvious to all of our members. That is a business need. So I'd say the operating environment has been transformed quite dramatically. And it's certainly what I'm seeing. I'm fairly new to the organization, but in all the discussions I have with senior managers throughout the industry, that is very much front and center.